because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, where it's currently 82.5 degrees outside. Today is Sunday, August 5th, 2018. You can join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, as usual, is in the control room taking your calls, his fortified bunker down there. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to start out by saying, well, what a week, folks. I can start with some really sad, sad news. A pregnant goat has died after being gang raped by 8 men in India as a horrified owner catches him in the act. Of course, that's on top of last year's story where 15 Moroccan teens were treated for rabies after having sex with a donkey. You know, my friends on Twitter keep asking, what is this world coming to? It's like everything is going to hell. Anyway, the sad news, though, is that the pregnant goat has died. So I'm not sure if there will be additional charges to that. But sorry, I have to laugh at that. I'm waiting for a special guest here. I hope she's calling in here before too long. If not, I've got stories, so until she gets here. Bloomberg is just reporting that Taiwan semiconductor TSMC plants were severely disrupted by a number of fabrication tool viruses that had been infected. And it's interesting there because China is the Apple armor for the Apple cell phones and iPhones. So I don't know if this is more of this corporate espionage or what like that, but it's interesting to see. One of my famous quotes I've gleaned here over the last 2 weeks here was action. And this kind of has to do a lot with my guest, if she calls in here before too long. I've sent messages here. Maybe I should check my Twitter and see if she's back out here yet. No. And... No. Okay. So, anyway, but she's an activist. And, of course, action today, it doesn't take a minority to prevail. Rather, an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men. And this is where we look back at what's actually going on in the world today. We have the deep state. Everyone's known this about the deep state. They didn't realize it was so prevalent. If you paid attention to the Oliver North trials all during the 80s there, the shadow government, many documentaries about that, about the shadow government, the massive arms transfers, the drug transfers, and, of course, this is how they fund their little operations. They were proud of it, too. And, of course, at that time, you recall the Rex 84 issue is where they were even talking about replacing the U.S. Constitution. And it seems like this world, not only just here, but also in England and other places, that the fascism and tyranny is on total display. And this was a premise, as you know, for World War II, was to go over there and stop that crazy guy with that Charlie Chaplin type of mustache and wipe out fascism and tyranny. And, of course, this has been anything but that. I need to get back to my lower portion of my notes here since my caller hasn't called in yet here. But anyway, so the important thing about what's really going on in the world right now is what we're seeing here about those that are rising up to any type of oppression and stuff, that they're demanding government accountability. And we don't see that today. When you file, or actually when you look through the Judicial Watch and the paperwork for their filing for their Freedom of Information Acts, and how they keep getting stonewalled on any information that's being released, and when it is released, it's so heavily redacted, it's pathetic. And this is why I'm a firm believer in what Mike Rivero says, is that if the American people knew the extent of the corruption in this country, they would demand something. But of course, they are so distracted with, as mentioned in the group earlier here, plastic straws in California. In England, they're asking a question right now about these same plastic straws, because this is being, you know, it's a worldwide thing here now. But they're asking, of course, how did those plastic straws get from England's dumps into the oceans? And of course, this is accountability. Most of us don't live near the ocean. And so, again, if we're using plastic straws, usually they get recycled through the trash bins. And these trash companies, they go through sorting. They have one up here in Lake County here where they sit there and the trucks come in. They dump out all the stuff. And then they have workers that go through all the trash and they assumably pick out the stuff that's recyclable. And there's a good thing to read on the internet. It's called The Green Thing, and it talks about the people of our generation, how we used to get pop bottles and stuff that were all glass and they were recyclable. They had a deposit on them, and how we did our part to return these things. Even Coca-Cola back then in those years, they came out with a bottle that once opened, the bottle would disintegrate basically within 6 months, and that was to curb this so-called pollution. But we are being blamed, our generation, the baby boomers, I guess you call it, for everything that's wrong in this world, and yet we see the massive amount of plastics and everything that's thrown away. If you do go to a dump in your area and you don't have curbside stuff like that, but you can see the amount of trash that's thrown away, and a lot of that could be recycled, but of course it isn't. And it goes into these landfills, and the massive methane situations occur. And then they have these little bleeder type things to bleed off the methane gas and everything. And still checking my stuff here. But anyway, I'm worried about what's going on in the world right now because of, you know, Trump is trying to make peace with Russia, and I have no problem with that because Russia has not been the culprit in this. And like I say, in fact, you can read the IB Times article where it talks about the U.S. has meddled in over 82 elections, or is it 81? 81 or 82 elections. And, of course, this is supposed to be the biggest hacking scandal of America. And yet even Noam Chomsky come out the other day and says the biggest interferer in U.S. elections is Israel. And of course, a lot of people don't like to hear that. And like over in England right now, that Jeremy Corbyn there, they're attacking him, calling him an anti-Semite, and everything, which just, it's just like showing your flag colors, you know, that they don't want him in there because he represents the people. And that's kind of like what my caller was supposed to be. So, but anyway, I told her that the longest time slot would probably be toward the bottom of the half hour here, should she call in. But the important thing, though, is what we're seeing about this constant montage about Russia. I was looking this morning at the videos of over in Ukraine, the massive amount of new arms coming in on railroad cars of big tanks and like MRAP type vehicles. And it looks like they're gearing up for something. But anyway, there's an article here that says there will be no American-Russian alliance against China. And this is important here because we know that the United States has been trying to coddle up next to Russia to try to thwart anything that China's doing. And, of course, we're not looking – China's not out putting 800 and some odd military bases around the world. And sure, it's building a fortress out on the South China Sea islands. And it's no worse than what the United States has done with annexing Hawaii illegally. That was my big joke yesterday there. They were talking about things that you might have relearned that you realized were fake. And of course, I put the event of the so-called sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. And that's where Captain Eric Nave had broken the Imperial Japanese Code nearly 2 years in advance, as well as the papers that says a proposed attack by Japan was expected. Of course, that's because they broke the code, you know. But anyway, this article goes on here about the alliance, trying to form this alliance against China, that Trump's own top officials openly pressed him not only on the bogus 2016 meddling, already accusing Moscow of interfering in the advance of the 2018 congressional vote. Yes, they are trying to say that Russia is already trying to work around votes for this next coming election. It just never stops. And, of course, we know who's behind all this. It's the Democratic Party. And, of course, I don't vote, so I don't care about either one of them. But the point is I can't stand liars. But anyway, we should pay attention to this because these sanctions and trade wars lead to hot wars. And with all the military movement right now in the world, we can see that it's like a tempest that's building up. Even right now in the Persian Gulf, Iran's got over 100 ships out there. And of course, the planned shutting down of Iran's oil industry is being met by China again, because China has over 1.3 billion people that they need oil from, and they can't get their supplies from anywhere else. And so they're buying from Iran, and so they're going to ignore U.S. sanctions. And, of course, Iran says that if it comes to the point where they can't sell their oil, no one can get oil because they'll shut down the entire Persian Gulf. And, you know, I wonder if the United States would press things that hard there because of the fact, could you imagine not just the loss of oil, but the economic portion as far as in the ecology? What would millions of barrels of oil do to those shores over there in the Persian Gulf as these big tankers and stuff are sank? And if you haven't seen those torpedoes that Russia, China, and Iran have, that they travel at 250 miles per hour underwater. They have this self-cavitating type of a dome thing as it pushes through the water. If you put a flat-top carrier out there with 5,000 or 6,000 American boys on it, and someone fires at that thing, there is no way that ship can move out of the area at 30 knots fast enough to miss one of those things. And it would be, I don't know what you would call it, some kind of a ritual there to let the American boys die just to get this on. And I've made jokes about this, that there's probably already an Israeli sub over there getting ready to do something like that. But and we know that this is true here for the fact that Israel needs a massive distraction right now. In Israel right now, there are many, many, many thousands of people demonstrating against this so-called nation-state law that they just tried to enact over there, which is just causing more and more hatred. And, of course, most of the people, all the people over there protesting are Jews. They realize that this Israeli government is pushing Israel into a confrontation with everyone. And you hear more and more about whether it's sports teams or countries that are all backing out and saying, no, they're going to support the BDS, and it's the only way to rein in Israel, because apparently the UN can't. And whenever it comes to human rights issues over in Gaza or Palestine, now the United States bows out of the Human Rights Organization. And, I mean, this isn't the America that we grew up with. Remember, it used to be America was basically the police of the world, not the military of the world, but the police. They went out and they ironed things out, calmed things down. And now it's just all they do is they cause havoc. And you have to wonder if this is what we're going to see here, is some massive outbreak of war. In the group there, I call her Bread Lady there, but she's always on Twitter posting these fantastic breads, cakes, stuff like that, you know. And, it reminds me of when my grandfather was around there, that he used to barter for things. If you had something that he needed, or he had something that you wanted or something like that, you know, you would barter for it. There was no real exchange of money. But, of course, today, just like in Colorado a few years back, where they were saying that yard sales had to use checks in all their transactions because they wanted to be able to check the transaction to see who was getting what, so that they know exactly where all this money is. And that's why they're going to these chipped debit cards and stuff, so that they know where every transaction is. We're all the criminals. Meanwhile, all these politicians have offshored their God knows millions in offshore accounts. Actors are doing it, everything like that. And it's protect their wealth. And, of course, there's no wealth left here in America. I may have read this last week here, but let me jump this down here for a second, because I get so upset when I hear these politicians that they get out there. And, of course, as I've brought out here before, the United States is a federal corporation, and it works to ensue that the corporation, i.e. the United States, and its investors make profit. Anyway, so this is America today. Blame yourselves because you voted for it. And, of course, again, I'm non-political, so I'm free to criticize everyone. But you elect a politician, and again, they only work between 130 to 180 days a year, sometimes 200 there, but generally between 130 and 180. In this country, we have 41,210 suicides a day. Deaths per year, which comes out to 112 deaths per day. 112 deaths per day. And remember, this is the exceptionalism here in America. The amount of homelessness has gone down, but yet right now it's 17.7 per 10,000 people. There's 41 million struggling with hunger in the United States, including 13 million children, as well as 5.4 million seniors that are struggling just to get enough food to eat. The total household debt as of this year is $13 trillion. Most people are living off their credit cards. Even the IMF has recently said that most American households are within $400 of having something catastrophic happen because they can't afford for a car repair or any like stuff. And this doesn't mean going out buying a flat screen TV either. But this is just something to keep them going back and forth to work and everything. Earlier, back in the 50 years ago, the CEO to worker pay ratio was 20-1. Today, the reality is that the CEOs are making 354-1. And you see that when these big corporations lay off thousands of workers, then suddenly, after doing that massive damage to the American worker, the CEO is rewarded with a $20 million bonus. And I keep thinking, well, if they had $20 million to give that guy a bonus, why couldn't they move those jobs along for the whatever remaining? But see, it's all about corporations and their profit. Just like this fake stock market thing. Everyone's always talking about the stock market's up, and everyone, like, most people like you and I, we don't really have any money to invest. Excuse me. There is no money to invest. Some people have a little bit of gold. Some have a little bit of silver like that. But there's no really investments in the stock market. And so when it takes a tumble, like, it's not affecting us. And, of course, all they have to do is whisper something like, oil and war, and suddenly the stock market goes up. And it's like betting on people's deaths. And I just can't understand or fathom how that works. And those who have renounced their U.S. citizenship has gone up 560% now since the Bush era. That's about 4,300 per year now. And of course, they publish these names there to publicly shame people that, you know, Party X is no longer a citizen. Just like right now on Twitter, it's trending there about, what's his name? Steven Seagal, that's over in Russia, and he's supposed to kind of act as a go-between between the U.S. and Russia there. And of course, he's a Russian citizen now. But, and again, like I say, all these salaries from Congress and stuff, they add up to about $174,000 a year. And yet, if you look at the net worth, just do a search yourself and look at the net worth of your local politician, and you'll see that, you know, there's no way that they could have millions in the bank worth that to be able to pay their mortgages. And of course, you know, they're living off the state most time anyway. I call it politician welfare. They're able to take their flights, go everywhere they want. They can eat out, dine, put it on their public expenses. And the American taxpayer is sitting there eating hamburger and macaroni and cheese while these guys are eating steak and lobster. But I should have a break coming up here shortly. Mike, I don't know why my clock is so much different here anymore, but I watch it when Ralph is on there, and I'm going, boy, my time thing sure is off on my computer today. But anyway, so Russia, back to this thing about Russia, though. Russia is to the point where it's once burned, twice shy. And we see this here. And I was looking at some old Red Scare videos there on archive.org last night about there's a commie around every corner. Yeah. And we are at that point today. I'm surprised anyone's out here listening right now isn't out there building a bomb shelter. I mean, this is how they promote their wars and stuff. They're just, what's that? I heard something in the background. Was that Kenneth? Anyway, but you know, Russia's not fools. And of course, that article there about Russia is on Zero Hedge. And again, the title of it is "There Will Be No American-Russian Alliance Against China." There's my music. I can finally hear it. You have to pot it up a little bit next time here, Kenneth. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. Call-in number is 1-800-313. The lines are open right now. Again, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact... If you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this.
We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. I believe we have a caller on the line. Helen, I don't know where you're from or anything. Or...
I'm from Pennsylvania, but I haven't lived here all my life. Half of my life I lived in Tennessee. The South had unions and the North didn't. So the money was a lot better to earn in Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah, I worked very hard down south. Of course, everybody's working hard. Black, white, red, and yellow people.
That's correct.
We were all born in slavery, and that includes my parents who worked very hard during the Depression. I pray there's not another Depression, because my parents told me before they passed away, if there'd be another Depression and the stock market crashes, it'll make the last one that your mother and me went through look like a heyday. And I see that coming.
Helen.
It's horrific.
Yeah, Helen, you have to realize, when you see these videos of, say, the news media running these stories on a Black Friday sale,
yes,
and people beating the crap out of each other for a TV set or something like that, imagine when they're going to be doing that. Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is just imagine that when there's no food and stuff in the stores and people are out there trying to secure food for their families, not Tennessee.
Yes, there's famine. There's a crisis going on, famine in America. Tell me, I lived that and worked down in North Carolina. Those children have nothing. I don't know who's running that state, but a year there, a couple of years there was enough for me. I came back.
Yeah. Well, like I say, the politicians, as I just got done reading here, the politicians for decades, you and I know this, everyone else knows that, they're not in there to help secure the futures of Americans, to help bring them out of poverty and stuff. They're out there to make these corporations look good, because that's who's paying their lobbyists and stuff.
Well, they're drinking and eating $750,000 pink champagne breakfasts at the Opryland Hotel. I was one of the original crew to go there. And I moved from Pennsylvania back to Tennessee and had a wonderful job. The money was good. I worked breakfasts and luncheons. Needed 2,000 people. I could not work suppers. My children needed me. I had to go across the interstate and get my children from school. There was no bus lines because we live 35 miles outside the city limit. The cities are jungles now.
Well, like I say,
there's crisis with different things. I'm just listening to the news. I can't believe about the price of gasoline and everything. Alaska pipeline went in.
Helen, you got to realize that when Trump was making these deals on these so-called tariffs and stuff, remember, those that he walked out of the White House with were all those big corporations, those big CEOs. They're the ones that want the money. They're the ones that want the profit. And in the meantime, the American citizen suffers there, because as prices go up, you think of poverty now when you go out to fill your gas tank. When I got my Ford truck there, I paid $1.65 a gallon, and now it's $3.25 a gallon now. So you have to realize that the people are paying for this. Anyway, your connection is getting worse, and I have a commercial here, but thanks for calling in, Helen, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We do have another caller, Alan, down there in Nevada. How you doing there, Alan? Good evening to you. I hope your family's fine.
Well, hello, Keith. I'm kind of confused. Now, I know that fascism was something that happened in Italy under Mussolini, and it was a marriage between corporations and the government.
Uh-huh.
Now, it seems though this is being kind of equated to Germany and their national socialism.
In one way, Alan, let me back up. If you heard that kicker I have at the top of the hour, Hitler had rebuilt Germany, brought its pride and culture back, and of course, this is all financed through Western bankers and stuff. But when the German people had rose up to power, basically to clean out all the immigrants, all this stuff, none of that was hyped about. It was only when he dropped the Versailles Treaty and all that odious debt. Today, if you look this up, the United States is a federal corporation. You will see that it is U.S. law. And to secure those corporations and all their profits, the United States will go out and attack other people, invade countries, overthrow elections, all this stuff. It is corporate fascism.
Yeah, well, that doesn't answer my question. Was Hitler's government, was that fascist?
The rule was fascist, yes.
Well, I'm wondering, it seemed as though this CEO, high-priced people that has come about recently here, I just wonder, did that happen in Germany? I just can't see it happening there.
You know, Alan, that sparks a good question there, because as I've mentioned before on this show here, Father Coughlin back in the 1930s, and you can listen to those old archived radio shows where he talked about the rise of the corporate fascism back in the 1930s, and this was the corporate takeover of America, and this is where Eisenhower and those had warned about the great military-industrial complex. This is where they support corporations over people, and what has it done? It's driven the United States trillions of dollars into debt. They can't even erect a bridge in Florida without it collapsing on them. There is nothing being done to the infrastructure here. Look at the cities across this country here. They look like ghost towns, slums. Nothing is being – and only ones that you see have any power and wealth are those at the top, the so-called one percenters. And I don't know if it's because of Americans are being taught communist core math or what like that, but 99% still is greater than 1%. And why people don't rise up is beyond me. However, if there's a gay – LGBT pride thing like that, oh, they'll get out in the streets by the tens of thousands for that. But you won't see them rallying against wars or anything else, you know.
Yes, well, what I'm wondering, here I go back to the difference between the corporations in Germany. Did they have this high-price CEOs? I mean, I can see it in communist Russia. I can see the commissars filling their pockets.
I can't see
that going on in Germany.
When Hitler came to power, the first thing he did is they wanted their so-called, I forget the actual title of it, but it was in May. And this was a so-called union, the unions of it. Now, we know that back in the 70s here in the United States, the unions worked for the people. They guaranteed full health care. They guaranteed sick leave, pregnancy, all that stuff. And today we don't have that. They're all working part-time jobs with no benefits. So Hitler got rid of the unions, and of course those became the workers that rebuilt Germany, built the great Autobahn, its rail system and everything like that, which later on would expand. And then, of course, the French underground would start blowing a lot of stuff up there. But the point is, though, is Germany worked for its people, and today we have a government that works for its corporations.
Well, that's, that was my idea. Of course, now, here the unions were pretty well taken over, I would say, by communists, the Ruther Brothers and the United Auto Workers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Longshoremen, they had their communist union bosses. And I just can't see Germany and the way they were running things as being all that terrible.
No, it wasn't. That's why I highlight that video there, because that was an actual U.S. reporter that had gone to Germany and saw how the German people, not the government, but how the German people were prospering under Adolf Hitler. And, of course, that's why when Trump came to power, it was an instant slur about Nazis, and that's why it's all through the papers now. Everything's Nazi, you know, everyone's communist, you know, everyone's socialist. They're using this to divide us. In the meantime, these big corporations, you don't see them slowing down any. They're racking countless billions of dollars in profit. It's kind of like listening to Rand Paul talking to Wolf Blitzer about the slaughter in Yemen. And Wolf Blitzer says, yeah, but what about those jobs, you know, in the arms industry? He didn't care about the slaughter of all those thousands and thousands of innocent civilians. He only cared about the slaughter of the jobs market.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you go. I can't say that I'm completely satisfied with my answers, but to do for the while.
Well, here, before you go, Alan, look at it this way. The socialism that is so harped on about because of capitalism here in the United States, remember, countries like Libya and Venezuela and stuff, they took all the proceeds from their oil and stuff, and that's what supported their schools and other infrastructure like that, because it all belonged to the people. Here it all belongs to corporations. They drill down in our grounds through fracking and stuff. They poison our waters, and of course the people are made to suffer for it. Even over there in that Flint, Michigan thing, they've just exonerated the so-called government over there of having any types of crimes towards them, and they're the ones that okayed everything to poison tens of thousands of Flint residents.
Yes, well, I was going to say that the story of Libya is a real horror story.
It is.
What they did there, oh my. The Libyans were living in paradise, and suddenly they were living in hell.
Well, if you want some good reading material, look at the GMR water project there, Alan, and you'll see where these 22-foot tubes out of this massive well system that Gaddafi had set up over there was turning the whole of North Africa into an oasis. And this was, remember, this immigration and stuff has been planned for a long time. That's why you have millions of people fleeing the African continent over there. This was all to drive those people out. And who would want an area that has all this lush, pristine farmland? Remember, Gaddafi was giving people land. He was giving them tractors, all this stuff to work the land. This was all part of that socialism like that. And they don't want that here. They want everyone to pay for their health care. They want everyone to pay for their water. They want everyone to pay for their air. They want everyone to pay for their solar systems. I mean, it's life by subscription. And this is what capitalism is today.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. The money that came in from the oil, that was royalties. Taxes, that's money collected on money already earned.
Right.
That seems to be a big difference to me. So that when you say socialism, socialism is paved with tax money, so far as I can see.
Right. Remember, though, like with Venezuela, the U.S. sanctions on Venezuela are no different than that was they had on Iraq, except they killed 500,000 children over there. But down in Venezuela, they impose these massive sanctions on Venezuela. And who was refining all of Venezuela's oil? Texas. So they cut off the way to sell oil. And, of course, then you hear about the stories of the Venezuelans eating their dogs and cats and stuff to stay alive. And then the U.S. and those that are part of the so-called capitalism system, they say, yeah, look how socialism works down there. Well, of course, they caused it. Before, those were thriving countries under Chavez and Gaddafi and when Saddam himself had switched in the oil for food program over to the euro, bypassing the U.S. dollar on sanctions, he was attacked less than a month later.
Yep. And if you don't pay with dollars, you're in line for an attack.
Right, and I have more on that coming up here just in a few minutes here on the show here, too, if you want to stay tuned, okay?
Okay, well, you know, I saw that interview with Leslie Stahl and Madeleine Albright. Was the death of 500,000 children worth it? And she said, oh, yes.
Yeah, and then you have Trump, on the other hand, that launches 100 Tomahawk missiles and an alleged chemical attack over there in Syria, proclaiming the poor children. And then the U.S. goes out and they take out a school. I mean, the doublespeak is just – we'll get into that in just a second, okay? Anyway, thanks for calling in. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Alan.
Mind-boggling.
Okay? Yeah,
okay.
My best to you.
All right. Bye.
You know, that's one thing I noticed here anymore is that when you're in party politics, it's a shame, though, that people they will stand by their so-called party regardless of what's going on. And I don't know, Ken, can you kill that audio there? But anyway, thank you. Anyway, so But, you know, it goes to show you. And again, the poor Syrian children. And this is where, again, 100 Tomahawk missiles costing nearly $2 million each. And you got to look at your cost plus to replace them, you know, about these poor Syrians. Now we have in the news here about Trump and allies seek to end refugee status for millions of Palestinians. I guess they don't care. And this here is over there in Palestine, of course. And in internal emails, Jared Kushner advocated a sincere effort to disrupt the UN's relief agency for Palestinians. It doesn't stop there. Now he's over there in Jordan, where Kushner's reportedly working to strip Jordan's 2 million Palestinians of their refugee status. What are they going to do with all these refugees of Palestinians? I mean, if there's 2 million in Jordan and there's 2 million in Gaza and they have no way to support themselves, Israelis are cutting down olive trees, Israel's bombing them. This is a genocide. And Americans sit back and do nothing because apparently the chosen ones have spoken. Anyway, on top of that, there's news down there from Vietnam now. A U.S. man has been charged for threatening Vietnam's sovereignty down in Hanoi. He faces a death sentence under this, which is under Article 109 down there. And, of course, after reading this story, I was assured in my own thoughts that the U.S. will soon announce that ISIS is down there and Washington will be running down there to liberate all those Vietnamese wearing palm leaf conical hats, you know, for whatever excuse like that, you know. But if people can't see what's going on, it's pathetic. And if you want to stand by your party, if you're a voter, and you know, and that's kind of like my other caller. I was hoping she'd call in here, but maybe she won't. But she'd been really booked here lately here. But the point is, though, is when you stand by a party and you watch them doing this or doing that and you don't say a thing because, hey, they're members of your party, that's aiding and abetting. And call it a conspiracy or not, but I don't see how Americans, you know, you watch these fail videos and stuff, these people out here having a blast at the beach and stuff and planting their face in the sand, whatever like that, enjoying their barbecues. And, you know, Americans live a pretty good lifestyle when in the meantime, other people are being bombed around the world. And that's why it's keen to know this. Hitler didn't kill anyone. Mao didn't kill anyone. Pol Pot didn't kill anyone. Netanyahu hasn't killed anyone. And I brought this up here. We have a nice little Jewish kid. He's from a former IDF soldier over there in Israel. He's staying out here in this backfield here. He's working in a melon thing here, not too far from here. But I was talking politics with him, and I was telling him that. And when I mentioned the thing about Hitler not killing anyone, his eyes perked up there, because you imagine this kid is raised from infancy about Hitler, 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 you know. And I says, it was only those that were just following orders that did the killing. And he said a word in Hebrew, and his little French girl, who's his wife, or I think wife or girlfriend, she translated it to grunts. And that's right. You know, the grunts are out doing all the work and stuff, while Trump is out there playing on his golf course. Obama's on his golf course. Netanyahu, God knows what he's doing like that. But all these leaders are out there golfing and stuff while they have these soldiers going around the world slaughtering people. And, yeah, I guess so. They're not war criminals, right? It's just the people that did it. So when you're supposed to sit there and say support our troops, like Bill O'Reilly, and I always key on that so much there, because when Bill O'Reilly said support our troops, it wasn't the troops he was worried about. He meant to say support our U.S. policy, because we have over 307,000 veterans in that IG report that were denied medical attention and have died, let alone the 22 additional suicides a day from those in the veterans, you know. So, yeah, these leaders didn't kill anyone. It's only those that were following their orders, just like the U.S. law enforcement here. Everyone's a criminal. Everyone's a Palestinian. Daily you hear of stories of another American being shot by a cop and stuff. Other story I read today where this guy tried to flee a drug scene there, and a cop unloaded four shells at him, and he struck and killed the guy's dog in the car with him, and the guy was shot, and he's laying there. He told the cop, he says, "I just didn't want to go to jail." But in the meantime, you know, here's another, you know. But the amount of threat is what gets me. David from News Now Houston, if you listen to those videos there and you listen to what their law enforcement that tells him about in these days and stuff, yeah, they use all these crimes and stuff like the FBI behind all domestic shootings and terrorism. Even Cynthia McKinney there was set up by an FBI informant. And this is because she was anti-war. And the anti-war movement, as you know, as more and more people speak out, then, of course, comes the massive censorship because they don't want people to realize all the carnage that's being done in their names, because that's exactly what it is. That's why people scream death to America. It's because of what America does. And if we want to go along with that, then I guess it's death to us, too. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and you are welcome to call in. I'm not sure where my guest is today, but hopefully she'll be calling in. But anyway, in the meantime, though, you're welcome to call in and vent if you want. Anyway, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news here, but down there in this assassination of Maduro down there, I like how the news reported this. It says, an unknown rebel group has claimed responsibility for the failed assassination attempt against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, which the president himself earlier blamed on Colombia. Remember, blaming on Colombia. Well, didn't NATO just formally move to Colombia? Is this one of those Gladio operations? However, in a flashback, though, they're saying that a drone was used to target him. But anyway, back to 2013, in the Venezuelan elections, Maduro says that CIA is plotting to kill Capriles to create chaos. And, of course, this is exactly what we're seeing down there, the old by hook or by crook type of a scenario, where the U.S. is going to get a hold of that Venezuelan oil in whichever way they want. And if you think that's off the break there, remember, recently Trump, right after his election, started talking about taking Iraq's oil, or at least 30% of it, to pay for the Wounded Warriors program. Now, this is where the United States has illegally invaded Iraq, caused billions and billions of dollars in damage, millions some odd deaths, and of course the U.S. wants paid for that. Now that sounds like doublespeak, doesn't it? However, now Trump has just said here within the last week that they were waiting for another chance to go back into Iraq, and now suddenly another unnamed terrorist group is now causing havoc over there in Iraq. And the U.S. is, again, as usual, talking about some more enhanced security type stuff for Iraq. And I've talked about this before under the arms agreement there through Bush, that the reason why the United States pulled out of Iraq in the first place was because Iraq would not guarantee its so-called immunity for U.S. soldiers and its Blackwater type agents that were working over there from any prosecutable crimes, such as not having the proper warrants and stuff to enter into homes, killing, raping, whatever like that, you know. And I tagged that on along with over there in Osaka, Japan there too. Here's another one. I don't know if you pay attention to news, but I have quite a few followers and stuff, so I hear a lot from Japan, but over in Japan, you know, these Osprey planes and stuff, they keep dropping parts on schools and everything like that as they fly in over this air base. Anyway, now Japan is supposed to be building some kind of a shelter there, costing their citizens countless millions of dollars to protect the school kids from falling U.S. Air Force debris. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.